husbands and wives.
Right.
Say the American-born Chinese, are they just as eager to have sons than daughters like their parents? Do you have any feel at that time? What's that?
What year is this?
Oh, say in the 20s, 30s.
I think they like sons better.
They like sons.
Right.
Even though they're American-born, they still have that idea. What did the Chinese think of interracial marriage at that time?
They didn't think much of it.
They didn't think much of it.
Chinese for Chinese, they want their own race.
And what about the 1930s? Same way?
Same way.
In the 40s?
Same way.
Same way. Even in the 50s?
That is after the war. Anything can happen after the war.
Things start changing, huh? Now, what about parents? Do they feel it's important that their children attend Chinese school to learn to speak Chinese? Did you ever attend Chinese school?
Yes.
How many years did you go?
Don't forget the year.
Yeah, I'll say in the 1920s.
Yes, I did attend Chinese school.
How many years did you go?
I went 2 years.
2 years?
The thing about Chinese school is this. You got to be very intelligent to absorb Chinese and American at the same time.
Yeah. How big was the Chinese school in the 20s here?
Oh, about 30, 40 kids.
30, 40s? Okay, mm-hmm. What about in the 1930s now? Did that grow any?
No.
Still only about 20, 30 kids?
Yeah, some drop out and some come in.
How big are the kids we're talking about when they go to Chinese school? What do they start at? The
first 12 years old.
12 years old? And when did they start dropping out of the bone?
About when they get to 15.
15. So you're saying the average is about 3 years and then they...
2 or 3 years, yeah.
They quit.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher, is that a China-born teacher?
Chinese, no.
Who is the teacher?
Liang.
Lo
Liang.
Lo Liang.
Mm-hmm.
He was an American boy?
I don't know. I really don't know.
And when did you go to this Chinese school? What hours?
Oh, after school about from 4 to 5.
An hour every day?
Right.
5 days a week?
Right.
And you would what? Yeah, you're able to write something and.
Yes, I was able to write something.
And read a few words, huh?
Right, read a few words.
What did you think of Chinese school? What was your attitude?
Chinese school is all right if you absorb it.
If you absorb it.
Yeah, you gotta have interest in it. At that time, I didn't think I had any use for it, so I never was very much interested in it.
And the rest of the students, about the same, they think the same way?
Some do, but some are very, learning quite a bit from the teacher.
Oh. In the 20s and 30s, many of the people talk about returning to China?
Yes, the elderly does.
The elderly ones do.
Right.
That was even in the... What about the American born?
No. They have no part of it. No. They don't have anything to do with China.
Even in the 30s,
right.
They talk about going back.
The older people, yes.
The older people. Mm-hmm. But the American born, they did not.
No, they have... Nothing in common with the people in China.
When you were a kid, did you go to American movies?
Yes, I did.
You ever see a Chinese in portray in American movies?
Like what?
Fu Manchu or... What was your thinking when you see these movies where they had Chinese running around with pigtails and...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In those days, a job was a job. and everybody needs the money. They don't care what they show on the picture.
So you're saying even if it shows it bad, at least there's a Chinese working. That's
yeah. At least they got something, income coming in.
You didn't protest or anything. You didn't say they're showing the wrong thing.
Well, we didn't think of that. We just think of what we can get. A job is a job those days.
Was there a movie theater in Chinatown?
No.
No. Where do you go to see the movies?
I would go down to Fifth and Main.
Fifth and Main. That was the center of town at that time?
Yeah, that was the center of town those days.
What type of job do most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves or for their children? What kind of jobs do you look your kids to be? What would you want your kids to be? What's the average Chinese one? Say, back in the 20s.
Well, in the 20s, that's a long ways back, there was no chance of anything.
You mean they didn't even have hope that they would go out and be a doctor or a lawyer or something?
Not in Los Angeles, no.
What about in the 30s?
Even that was still close. Still I mean, close to the Orientals.
But the American-born Chinese did go to college, though.
Yes, they did go to college.
What did they Chinese study? Do you have any feel?
Well, some started doctors, dentists.
Did they get into that field? Some of them?
Yes, they did, yes.
Did the Chinese look up to somebody that's a doctor or a lawyer?
Yes, they do. They got to depend on them to get well.
A while back, you indicated that your father delivered most of your kids. Is it your father, or is it somebody helping him, or what?
It's a midwife.
Oh, there was a midwife involved.
Right.
That did the delivery. So it's a midwife that actually did the delivery, and it was done at home. You did
right.
not go to the hospital.
No, we did not.
No. You did not have a doctor at that time.
Really?
Yeah. Jim, earlier you talked about going to the movies on, what was that, Fifth and Main?
Yes.
And did you ever try to go to movie houses, say, outside of Fifth and Main?
Yes, we did. We tried to go to Forum on Pico Street.
Pico and what?
That I don't know. It's way out in this. Way out past Vermont, I think.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't allow us in there. They said, no dogs, Orientals, or blacks allowed.
Oh, it's only Caucasians.
Right.
What about in restaurants?
The same way.
Same?
Some restaurants are very prejudiced. They won't let you in there, so you don't. With the Chinese figure, we don't want our money, we'll go someplace else where they want our money. And we enjoy it much better.
Oh. That was, in the 20s?
Yeah, in the 20s.
Did the Chinese encounter that in the 30s, too?
Yes. It didn't end it after World War. It wasn't too bad after that, but after World War II, everything changed.
Everything changed.
Right.
So your hotels were kind of restricted in the 20s and 30s, and
right.
Movie houses, restaurants. What about places like stage plays? The big movie houses, they wouldn't let you in either?
No, we never go to those places.
Baseball? What about baseball parks?
Oh, yeah, anybody can go to those.
Those are okay.
Right.
If you're going to a park, was that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
What about when you were in uniform, say World War II, did you encounter any racial discrimination?
Yes, I did. I took a train from Miami to Washington, D.C. I was in uniform, and they refused to let me sit in the white section. I had to go to the color section. And I was in uniform fighting a war.
Oh, they even had segregated trains. Huh?
Right.
The same thing with the bathrooms?
Yes, sir.
And drinking fountains?
Yes, sir.
In other words, the Chinese could not drink in a white only drinking fountain.
Right.
Same thing with the bathrooms.
Right. Okay. Especially in Texas.
In Texas.
And down the south state, southern states down there.
Where were you stationed?
I wasn't stationed. I was moving from Miami to Washington, D.C.
Oh. And where you said you were in the Navy.
Right.
A while back. Where were you stationed?
I was not stationed. I was stationed on the Pacific Coast, and I wanted to catch a plane from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco.
Oh, I see. Jim, you always hear a story about the L.A. Chinatown in the 20s and 30s that they have underground passageways. Do you ever see any or hear of any?
No, I never did.
You never seen any?
No.
No. Gambling joints, yes.
Yes.
Opium dens?
No.
No. What about house of prostitution? You never
no.
seen any of that?
Too young to know.
Too young to know. I often hear rumors that the tunnel down on 2nd Street, L.A., was, what was it, engineered by Chinese. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Yes, I heard of it. The man by the name of a Chinese fellow by the name of Li, he engineered that 2nd Street tunnel.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, but I know he engineered it and built that tunnel with a Caucasian fellow.
That's a second and what? Second and Hill, isn't it?
Second and Hill, yes.
Do you know where I can get more information on this guy, Lee? Do you know any other Chinese that I can possibly interview?
You can interview my sister, Jenny Lee.
Jenny Lee, she may know.
Yes.
And
she's a relative.
She's a relative of this engineer
right.
that built this tunnel.
That's true.
This is the end of Tape 1, Side A, a James Chan oral interview, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.